This hypnosis session is about building positive expectancy, positive beliefs, and letting go of the unnecessary habit of worry. And so what I'd like you to do before we start is to make yourself comfortable. Uncross your legs and arms and find a comfortable spot to lie or to sit where you can be undisturbed for the duration of this exercise. The most important thing to make sure is that your body has good support, because you'll discover as your body relaxes, it gets really heavy and wonderfully comfortable. So you don't want to have your arms or your legs crossed. Allow your shoulders to relax and to drop down. Allow your head to sink back into the furniture where you lay. And allow your entire body to relax. You can also allow yourself to forget about the sounds you may hear around. And throughout this hypnosis session, you may be aware from time to time of sounds. You needn't try to block them out or force anything to happen. Just use your awareness to refocus on your breath, refocus on the words that are being said. So now, let's begin. With your eyes open, I'd like you to stare straight upwards as if you're looking through the top of your forehead all the way up. Looking upwards, not moving your head, as if you're looking through your eyebrows through to the top of your head. Slowly noticing a slight strain in the lower lids as you look upwards. Now taking a deep, deep breath in, the deepest breath you've ever taken, and hold it. And as you hold that breath, allow your eyes to close as you continue to look upwards underneath your glued eyelids. Looking upwards underneath your glued closed eyelids. Holding your breath. Good. You can slowly let that breath all the way out and allow your eyes to relax to a comfortable position. And you'll notice with every exhalation, your whole body just grows more and more relaxed. As you take each long, slow, deep breath in, focus all your awareness on the movement of the air coming in through your nose, in through your mouth, by whichever way you're breathing. Feel it travel all the way down into your lungs, and then exhale, letting that breath out. And as you do, you can also let out all the tension, all the tightness, any unnecessary worry. You can just let it all go. And little by little, with each long, slow, comfortable, deep breath in, following that breath all the way in, and then letting it go. And with each exhalation, let your whole body relax more and more. Release tension and tightness, and you let your mind drift off to your happy place, wherever that may be. Allow yourself to enjoy the sights, the sounds, the smells, the sensations inside your body and out. As you drift off into this happy place, this laughing place, it may be a place you've been before and a place you'd like to go. But in this laughing place, there's nothing to disturb you. Inside this laughing place, it's a vacation for your mind, where you can just enjoy magical sights of all colors, wonderful calming sounds, reassuring calming feelings in your body and around. and perhaps a wonderful enveloping sense of warmth, coolness, whatever you enjoy. Whatever smells, whatever tastes, whatever is pleasing to the ear, to the eyes, to the touch, you can bring to your safe, comfortable, laughing place. And in this safe, comfortable, laughing place, you'll feel the tension melt. And gradually you may notice the very corners of your mouth turn up, as if you're smiling, first in the softest and gentlest way, and then gradually it's a full smile. And this is when you've landed in your laughing place, your safe, comfortable, warm, relaxing, joyful place, where you could stay, not a care in the world. So with every long, slow, deep breath in. And every long, slow exhalation, you can release more tension, tightness, unnecessary worry from your body, and your mind will drift off to your laughing place. Your eyes relaxed, your jaw unclenched, your shoulders droopy, arms limp and loose, your neck and your back comfortably supported in the furniture, your tummy relaxing, each breath, each wonderful, deep, relaxing breath is easier and more comfortable as the muscles between your rib cage relax, your legs, your feet, your fingers, your hands. They're all loose and lazy-like with every exhalation. Calm, easy breathing, and your laughing place is your road to relaxation, to calm, to accessing the powers of your unconscious mind so that you can go deeper and deeper into hypnosis with each word that is said. And as you drift deeper and deeper into unconscious, deeper and deeper into hypnosis, the doorway to your unconscious mind opens up. And with your permission, I have the opportunity to talk to your unconscious mind and to give it suggestions and information that'll help you learn to use this practice of self-hypnosis so that you can feel more decisive, more confident, and more determined. By doing this exercise, you're learning what it feels to detach from the world around, to take time out for you, to relax. And you are building a deep and lasting memory of this experience and this deep relaxation that you create with the power of your mind. Our minds are powerful. And you're harnessing a power that many don't have to be able to use your mind to relax your body and your mind so that you can give the unconscious mind suggestions that'll help you disconnect from habits of the past. This is a wonderful skill you're building, a wonderful power you have at your disposal. And so as you continue to relax with every breath you take and every word that is said, you'll drift deeper and deeper And you'll notice when you're relaxed, it's impossible to be anxious, sad, frustrated, overwhelmed. It's impossible. These are opposites. Physical and emotional relaxation are the opposite of anxiety. And so even just using this tool, this skill, this power that you're developing, you're creating an experience of calm that excludes worry, fear, and anxiety. Just that alone. So now I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And as I count, with every number, you'll notice yourself become more and more relaxed. So much so that by the time I reach the count of 10, at the count of 10, you'll be resting deeply. And your unconscious mind will be more open to the suggestions that I give you that will help you grow more confident, more decisive, and more determined. So one, just taking a nice deep breath in, all the way in, as you concentrate on my voice, and then letting it go, relaxing very deeply. As you continue to listen to my voice, it'll drift with you. And as you drift deeper and deeper, soon you'll notice your eyelids begin to get heavier. And this is just simply a normal part of hypnosis. And at some point, they'll feel so heavy as if they're glued together. And you needn't try to fight that sensation or try to open them, but simply enjoy that heaviness as they rest on your eyes, much like they do when you're deep in sleep. And so too, taking a long, slow, deep breath in, and letting that breath go, feeling that heavy, relaxing, calming, soothing feeling coming over. As you listen to my voice, you continue to breathe rhythmically, naturally, easily, and your arms will relax, and your legs will relax. Your hands and your fingers will relax. They'll start to feel heavier, lighter, cooler, warmer, tingling, whatever you notice. And your legs and your feet will relax as well. And gradually, little by little, with every word that is said, with every breath you take, with every number that I count, your entire body relaxes completely. And three, taking another long, slow, deep breath in, good, and letting that breath go. Feel that heavy, relaxing, or light, soothing feeling beginning to increase more and more. And you're really starting to notice what it feels like to disconnect, to enjoy this mental and physical holiday when you take time just for you. Relaxing deeper and deeper all the time as you listen to my voice. And four, you really start to notice the wonderful sensations of relaxation that is part of your experience, whatever they may be, a warmth, a heaviness, a coolness, a lightness, a tingling, a numbness, whatever it is, allow that to be part of your experience of deep relaxation. As I continue to count with every count, those feelings of relaxation will continue to increase more and more. And you'll continue to drift off to your happy place, your safe, comfortable, happy place, where you can truly disconnect. And five, noticing now how you're progressively feeling more and more at ease, more comfortable, more safe, more peaceful. And your mind is really starting to enjoy the sights, the sounds, the smells, the tastes, all of it in your laughing place. And you may have already noticed the corners of your mouth ever so slightly turning up to make a smile as you drift in your happy place. And with each number, with each word that is said, more and more comfort drifts into your experience. So that when I reach the count of 10, you'll be resting in a deeply pleasant hypnotic trance. More confident, determined, more decisive. And six, just listening to my voice as I continue to count. And by the time I get to the count of 10, you'll be resting deeply in a wonderful, relaxed, hypnotic trance. And seven, drifting deeper and deeper now. Your happy place is becoming more real for you, more senses are being filled with the experience and you enjoy it more. And eight, noticing how in your way you're becoming more comfortable, more at ease, more deeply relaxed. So that when I reach the count of 10, you'll be resting in a deeply pleasant hypnotic trance. And the doorway to your unconscious mind will open up so that I can give you suggestions that'll help your unconscious mind disconnect from old habits of the past of worrying and being hypervigilant, of ruminating, all the unnecessary habits of the past you'll be able to disconnect from. And as you disconnect, you'll grow more confident, more determined, and more decisive. So nine, noticing how every time you breathe in and out, you're drifting deeper and deeper now. Just noticing how that's happening for you. Drifting deeper and deeper. Enjoying more and more your laughing place, your happy place. Wanting more and more to connect with your unconscious mind. So the messages that are going to help you disconnect from old habits of worry, old habits of hypervigilance, second-guessing and doubting, you can disconnect from them, and as you do, you'll feel more confident, more decisive, more determined, to take back the life you used to enjoy, to take that life back now. And 10, drifting deeper and deeper, listening to my voice as you continue to breathe rhythmically, easily, comfortably in and out, drifting deeper and deeper now. And so if you're ready to talk to your unconscious mind, to give your unconscious mind suggestions that'll help it disconnect from the old habit of worrying, the old habit of being hypervigilant, second-guessing, doubting, checking, ruminating. Let's begin. So as you listen to my words that'll help you disconnect from those old habits, continue to notice your breath, the rhythmic nature of your breath, and my voice will drift with you as you drift deeper and deeper into hypnosis. And your laughing place will be right there with you the entire time. So you know, and I know, we all have natural barriers to defend the body against infection. So as you continue to focus on your breath, you'll drift deeper and deeper into hypnosis with each word that is said. And each breath you take and every word that is said, your doorway to your unconscious mind opens up. And so now, together, I'll repeat some of the suggestions that are helpful for your unconscious mind. And as I do, just quietly in your own mind, repeat them to yourself. So you know, and I know, every person has natural barriers to defend the body against organisms that cause infection. We have natural barriers and we have the immune system. These natural barriers include our skin, our mucous membranes, our tears, our earwax, mucus, and stomach acid. Interestingly enough, even the natural flow of urine washes out microorganisms. The other natural barrier and defense is our immune system. And the immune system uses white blood cells and antibodies to identify and eliminate organisms. It's like an army inside of us, a well-orchestrated army. So anything that gets through the body's natural barriers is then quashed by the immune system. It crushes it. So the skin is one of the natural barriers. The mucous membranes that line the mouth, the nose, the eyelids are also very effective. The airways filter out particles that are present in the air. And any microorganisms in the air become stuck to the mucus, which is then coughed out or blown out through the nose. Even the digestive system has a series of effective barriers, and those include stomach acids, pancreatic enzymes, bile, intestinal secretions. These substances all kill bacteria and prevent them from multiplying. And as I mentioned, the natural defenses in the urinary tract. Even the vagina is normally acidic. This acidity in the vagina prevents harmful bacteria. The body can also defend against infection by a number of types of cells, such as white blood cells, neutrophils, monocytes, which engulf and destroy the invading organism. There's so many natural barriers. And then the immune system as well. Even if you think of inflammation, any injury, including an invasion of microorganisms, causes inflammation. And this inflammation causes a purpose. The immune system is directed to wall off an area, attack and kill any invaders, dispose of the tissue, and begin the process of repair. The immune system has killer T cells and antibodies. If even you think of fever, a very common thing we have, it's a protective response to infection and injury. An elevated body temperature enhances the body's defense system, although it can be uncomfortable. It's part of our natural defenses and it's part of our immune system. We have so many natural barriers. So with all those natural barriers and the defense system called our immune system, while I'm quiet for a moment, ask yourself, with all that well-developed system of defenses, do you need the unnecessary habit of worry, hypervigilance, doubt, avoidance? You and I both know how this habit, this unnecessary habit of worry started. Long time ago. You and I know how it got reinforced over the years through worry, through avoidance. And all this worry made you feel symptoms of anxiety just from the thought in your head and just by avoiding that thing, avoiding benches, changing rooms, washrooms, and so many other places. Because you avoided, the fear got bigger, the worry got greater, the symptoms got greater. It all came from those thoughts being reinforced through avoidance. With all these natural defenses, do you need that unnecessary worry? You have your body's natural defenses and your well-developed immune system. You have all you need. The worry is unnecessary. You have all the defenses you need. The worry is unnecessary. So does it make sense to continue to avoid these places, these opportunities, these experiences in life when the worry is unnecessary? These are places you used to go. These are places I go. These are places your husband, your sister, your mother, your father. These are places your son goes. All your friends go, and they're fine. So does it make sense to keep this old habit? You have all the defenses and the wonderfully developed immune system that you need. Is the worry necessary? Answer that quietly in your mind. Every day, all the people you love and know use washrooms outside their homes, go to restrooms, outdoor toilets, restaurants, swimming pools and changing rooms, throw their trash out each and every day, every single day. Do you need this unnecessary worry? Imagine for a moment what it would be like to disconnect from this worry, to leave it in the past, to let that old habit go. Imagine all the places you could go with tremendous ease. Your mind would be quiet and still. The corners of your mouth would turn up more often. Your step would likely be lighter, easier. Life would be happier. Take a moment as I'm quiet to just imagine how disconnecting from this old unnecessary habit of worry could breathe new life into your living. As you approach these places, these washrooms, restaurants, outhouses, changing rooms, garbage cans, as you make more trips and go to new places and do new and wonderful things, these challenges you take, and a challenge, remember, is only simply something you've not done before or done it in a different way. That's just a challenge. It's something new. So as you embark on these challenges, you'll overcome the avoidance and you'll disconnect from these negative thoughts. And you'll build positive connections with these places, with these experiences. And you'll leave the old unnecessary habit of worry behind. And that'll be replaced by confidence. Confidence that you can go wherever you want, do whatever you want, and you'll be fine. You'll be fine. The kids will be fine and your husband will be fine. And you'll be determined to do these things more and more. Confident and determined. You'll also notice you're more decisive. When the mind is calmer and quiet, when we take on more challenges, we grow more confident, we grow more determined to do more, and we grow more decisive about what's in our best interest, which kind of friends best fit our needs. We become decisive about that as you have in the past. You'll become more so. What values are most important to you? You'll become more decisive. More decisive about where you go, when you go, how long you go for. Decisive about taking on more challenges, doing more things. And as you do, the smile on your face will grow bigger. And you'll develop the same overwhelming compulsion to think of yourself, these challenges, these conquests in positive ways. And you'll want to do more and more. So remember, you're building new connections, positive connections between these new experiences and a wonderful sense of confidence, determination, and decisiveness. And as you do this more and more, you'll disconnect from the unnecessary habit of worry because you know, and I know, you have all the natural defenses you need and you have the wonderfully, skillfully developed immune system. And together, that's all you need. So take a moment to make a commitment to yourself to take on these challenges more and more, to let that confidence grow, determination grow, and decisiveness grow. You can be decisive about the relationships that are meaningful to you, decisive about the places you'll go, the things you'll do, the ease of your life, more and more decisive, more and more confident, more and more determined. So good. Make that commitment to yourself just quietly in your mind. Good. You have all the resources you need to be able to disconnect from the old habit of worry and to build positive connections with going to the swimming pool, positive connections with going hiking, skiing, camping, and using the outdoor toilets, because there'll be a greater ease about your life. Positive connections, going to restaurants, to shopping malls, wherever you want, whenever you want. And you'll build this positive connection with freedom. The freedom and ease, the joy and the quiet of your mind to do whatever you want, when you want to do it. So in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5 and you'll open your eyes, feeling alert, without feeling tired, without feeling drowsy. And you'll feel that confidence, that determination, that decisiveness, knowing you have all the resources you need in your body to do all these things, to live with greater ease, and to let go of the unnecessary habit of worry. Now I'm going to count from 1 to 5. 1, 2, 3, more aware, more alert. 4, able to wiggle your fingers and toes. hearing more of the sounds around. And five, you can open your eyes and come back to the room around you, feeling that confidence, that determination, and that decisiveness.